This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, North Valley Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Hi, my name is Janessa Gans Wilder, and I'm the founder and CEO of the Euphrates Institute. Euphrates is a global grassroots peace-building organization with over 30 chapters in 12 countries. We really work with local peace builders across a variety of countries and circumstances. The name Euphrates Institute comes from the Euphrates River, which was such an inspiration to me during my almost 2 years in Iraq, working for our government from 2003 to 2005. And much of that time I spent in Western Iraq, which is just pure desert, except for this beautiful river that cuts through the desert, and it brought life and nourishment to that land. And you even physically would be this swath of blue and then a little bit of green on each side in the midst of the brown desert. I started Euphrates Institute to really bridge that divide between the Middle East and West and to help us humanize that other side, which I'd been able to do personally. And since then, it's really grown beyond the Middle East that there are so many folks saying that we want to humanize the other in our community. We need to bridge divides. This is not just about the Middle East and West. This affects all of us. So from the Middle East, we've really grown to be now a global grassroots peacebuilding organization. Right here in the North State, we're really trying to help build a culture of dialogue and listening and empathy, working across political lines, across ethnic and racial lines. It really just is dependent upon that local chapter. Often this work can feel very isolated and lonely. You know, these folks are working at the grassroots. They don't get a lot of support. They don't get a lot of recognition for their work. They're doing this on a volunteer basis, and they're just out there, one person trying to make a difference in their community. What's so vital about Euphrates is that it connects us to each other. So the work that someone's doing in Pakistan, the work someone's doing in Congo, here in Texas, here in Florida, across the U.S., it helps connect us into a community where we can support and encourage and strengthen each other and learn best practices from each other. My great vision and hope and wish for Euphrates would be that it could evolve into a sort of grassroots version of the United Nations. The United Nations, if you think about it, is countries coming together to solve global challenges. But it's often bureaucratic, there's politics involved, and even in today's globalized world, there are limits to what nations can do and the problems that they can solve. But imagine if citizens, global citizens, which is me and you, which is anyone, could come together in a forum and to be part of making the world a better place, to lend our voices to that, to each do in our own capacity, in our own sphere, in our own community, what we can do, and each one stepping up in that way and doing our part would truly change the world. So what is that body? What could that community be where it feels like we're part of a global family, where we feel encouraged, we feel inspired, we have models of the difference that one individual person can make? And so I would love, you know, Euphrates right now is that on a very micro level, but it would be amazing to see it evolve and grow and enable everyone to feel like they're a part of it.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio, and have just heard about the Euphrates Institute, a nonprofit partner of Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Learn more at mynspr.org.